It's time for Radio Real Estate with Mike Kent. Sponsored by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate. This is Mike Kent, day before Father's Day. So I don't forget, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Don't forget to call dad and grandfather, what have you. And then we're going to have an interesting show today. I'm going to go over the numbers, as I do every Saturday. But I'm also going to suggest that you get nothing for your dad for Father's Day. And I will explain that a little bit later on. He's going to love it. Anyways, with that, here are the numbers for the last 7 days in Whatcom County Real Estate. These are single-family homes, and there have been 96 new choices come onto the market in the last week. At the same time, 87 homes received accepted offers. So the inventory went up ever so slightly. There's a bit of a skew, though, in these numbers, because as you see me get to the square footage and the square foot numbers, you're going to see they're really, really kind of off base. And the reason is, this last week, we had 7 homes come on the market at over $1 million. In fact, we had 2 homes come onto the market. I can't remember the last time this happened. Over $2 million. One on Vineyard Place here in Bellingham and one on Shearwater up in Semiahmoo came on at $2,250,000. So that can skew the numbers just a little bit. But with that, I will let you know that the average size of the homes that have come to the marketplace, 2,677 square feet. The average size of the homes that receive pendant offers, a much smaller size, on average, 1,850 square feet. Again, skewed by those big properties, each of which were almost 5,000 square feet apiece. Price per square foot, the price per square foot of the homes that have come to the market, $244. The price per square foot of those homes that received accepted offers in the last 7 days, $235. The market is still hyperactive. Everyone I talk to in the business is extremely busy, and we don't see it letting up. Even though this inventory may have grown by 6, 7, 8 houses this week, we need like 30, 40, 50 houses a week for the next month or so to get even close to caught up. We're looking in many, many categories of less than a 1 month supply of product. I'll talk a little bit more about that as soon as I come back. And again, you're going to hear why I think, and Coldwell Banker thinks, that you should get nothing for Father's Day. As soon as we come back.
I think we're prepared. We have lemonade, lawn chairs, beach balls, sunscreen, iced lollies.
I think they call them popsicles over here.
Oh dear, popsicles. In any case, we're ready to spend an authentic American summer out of doors.
Quite hot out here though, isn't it?
Oof, yes indeed.
Perhaps inside is a better choice?
Oh yes, please. Especially since we had the heat pump installed from Linden Sheet Metal. It's so nice and cool inside. I'm so glad we're prepared.
Be prepared this summer for the hot weather. Now is the time to get an air conditioner or a heat pump installed. Buying cooling equipment may seem like a big investment for only a few months, but on those nights when you're losing sleep due to a hot bedroom, air conditioning can be a lifesaver. Linden Sheet Metal has been installing heat pumps and air conditioners since 1940. Check out our financing program and stay cool this summer for less than you think. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
Get to DeWard and Bodie now for your last chance to save on barbecues, appliances, mattresses, and more during the two-day sale. Just in time for Father's Day, get Dad the gift of grilling and step up his grill game with the all-new Weber Spirit. Perfect for a backyard barbecue with friends or spicing up a family dinner. Or make mouths water for something smoked on a Traeger wood pellet grill. Right now, find a $100 price drop on select Pro Series Traegers. Plus, they will assemble your grill and deliver it for free on select grill purchases. Keep your cash and pay no money down and no interest for 2 full years on select purchases today. Don't miss the last day of markdowns up to 40% off on closeout refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and more. Plus, get incredible savings on one-only mattresses up to 50% off. Hurry! DeWard and Bodie's two-day sale ends tonight at both stores in Bellingham and in Burlington, just a half block north of Costco. Financing OAC minimum purchase necessary. See store for details on delivery. Exclusions apply.
Get local news, weather, sports, and all the information you need instantly. KGMI News Talk 790. 96.5 FM in Bellingham and at KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Hey, I've ran some stats this week. I found pretty enlightening, and it reflects what we talk about here every Saturday for about the last 6-7 months, and that's the rocking market, so to speak, the low inventory. I did a search of homes in Bellingham priced between $300,000 and $400,000, and these are typically what we would call today first-time home buyers, starter homes, between $300,000 and $400,000. There were 14 on the market, 66 pending. And we have about a 3-week supply of inventory, which means if every home sold, how long would it take before the inventory was absorbed with no new product coming on? In about 2.5 weeks, we'd have nothing. And the same held true with condominiums in the same price range, $300,000 to $400,000. In less than a month's time, if no new product came on the market, what we have in that price range would be gone, exhausted, finished. It is that tight of inventory. So it's a great time to come onto the market if you're thinking about doing so. Now, I got to share with you what I'm talking about in terms of nothing Arizona. Well, Coldwell Banker, this is a really clever idea. First of all, if you've ever been to Las Vegas and driven over to Phoenix, you're going to go through several towns, including Kingman, Arizona, and Wickenburg, Arizona. Between the two of them, about halfway in between, there is a town actually called Nothing, Arizona. And what's happened is they have decided a real estate company offers a chance to give Dad Nothing, that town, for Father's Day. We're not making this up. You can Google it. You can check it out. But between now and June 19th at 11:59 p.m., kids can log on to the Give Dad Nothing website and receive a free 24-hour license valid only on Father's Day to a parcel of land in Nothing, Arizona, deserted town located approximately 100 miles northwest of Phoenix. Century 21, not Coldwell Banker, but still a compliment to Coldwell Banker, good folks. But Century 21 knows that the struggle to find a Father's Day gift for Dad is real. So the real estate firm came up with a way that children of all ages can actually give Dad what he asked for, absolutely nothing. Between now and midnight, June 19, they can log on and actually get a deed, so to speak. It's not a valid deed, but for that one day, they've given their dad the town of Nothing. And it says that we reach out to the owner of Nothing, Arizona. It is owned by an individual, and shared our concept for the campaign. And the global chief marketing officer at Century 21 said he kindly agreed to lease us the land for one day so that we are able to sublease it to kids of all ages to give their dad what he's always wanted to have for Father's Day. Absolutely nothing. Google Nothing, Arizona. You'll see a sign, and that's about all there is in a couple deserted buildings. So maybe tomorrow in my Father's Day card, I'll have a town of my very own for at least one day. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you some more stats, and I'm also going to caution you about some things that might show up in your purchase and sale agreement that you need not be alarmed by. As soon as we come back.
Finding the right home takes buyers and sellers, real estate agents, Americans, Canadians, and the right resources to get you there. That's why I use a Pacific Northwest Homes magazine. This is Mike Kent. I've worked with Wayne and Lisa at Pacific Northwest Homes magazine for years, both in print and online. It is the area's most comprehensive guide to real estate. For home buyers and realtors, it is the most powerful tool you'll have to buy, sell, or list a home. So pick up a copy of Pacific Northwest Homes magazine today or visit them online at pnwwhomes.com.
Welcome aboard the best cruising experience in the San Juan Islands. Relax, reconnect, and recharge on the water with San Juan Cruises. The deluxe whale-watching cruise from San Juan Cruises offers so much more. More time to explore, stopping at Friday Harbor with ample time to enjoy the town. More delicious food with a lunch of wild salmon, barbecue chicken, fresh sides, and warm biscuits with honey butter. San Juan Cruises offers more sights and sounds with incredible marine wildlife, highly trained onboard guides, and of course, the whales, orca, minke, humpback, and on rare occasions, the gray or fin whale. Guaranteed whale sightings or your next cruise is half off. With the deluxe whale watching cruise from San Juan Cruises, you just get more. More time to relax, reconnect, and recharge on the water. Don't miss this unforgettable Northwest experience with San Juan Cruises Deluxe Whale Watching Cruise. Book now at whales.com.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Hey, I want to let folks know it's very common right now, and we've encountered this over the last 7 to 10 days in presenting offers to our sellers, that a buyer will put in the purchase and sale agreement that they would like the seller to contribute towards their closing costs. And often the first blush from the seller is, well, why am I paying their costs? That doesn't seem fair, or that's not right. Or sometimes they'll say, well, I'm not paying for the fees that they should be responsible for. And just know that if you get a purchase and sale agreement, and let's say the offer's for $300,000, and they're asking you to contribute as much as $9,000 towards their closing cost, the fact of the matter is they can actually ask, in most cases, for up to 3% of the purchase price for you to contribute. And it's really just a tool to facilitate certain loans, things such as USDA loans, Veterans Administration loans. Those are the two most common in others. And you can even do it with a conventional loan. You can ask the seller to help pay your closing costs. Sellers, two things you need to know. Number one, the purchase price of the property does not change. So you're not paying commission, you're not paying excise tax, you're not paying fees on that contribution. So it's not like you're giving them more money, having to pay more on that. At the same time, also know that when you make the contribution, you don't write them a check. You don't give them money in advance. It simply comes off the ledger, or what we call the HUD statement, and you'll see that there's a contribution, a deduction from the monies you're going to receive post-closing. And the most important thing to know, too, is that it's legal, it's normal, and I'll bet you 50% of the product that we sell today, single-family residential homes, ask for a contribution of some type. We as realtors, when we get a purchase and sale, one of the first things we do is go to the finance addendum, addendum 22A, and look on the second page and see if there is a dollar figure or a percentage that the seller is being asked to pay. If you're a seller, don't look at it personally that you're paying their bill. Look at it as how much they're paying you for the house. So if they if they're buying a $300,000 house and they want you to make a $9,000 contribution, guess what? Your offer is actually going to be $291,000 instead of $300,000. That's how you have to look at it. So it's just part of the negotiation stage. It's nothing to be afraid of. Expect it if you're selling a single-family home, particularly one that's under, say, $350,000 or $400,000. And it's very, very common you're going to see that show up. So anyways, that's something to watch out for. And something else we learned this week, this is really fascinating. If you have a home in Whatcom County along the waterfront, and that home's been there 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 years, that home might be deemed by some appraisers as not being waterfront. And to help you understand, if you've got a house and you step off your backyard, splash into the water, into the harbor, you would think without question, unequivocally, that would be waterfront. Not necessarily the case. And we have a situation that's been quite a painful learning experience. We had a buyer buying a single-family home in an existing neighborhood that has been considered waterfront for as long as I've been in the business, and homes sold as waterfront for as long as I've been in the business. We're going on 20 years. That a risk management person with a brand-name bank out of Seattle actually came back and said, you know, we're looking at an 1890 paper plat. And it shows that there is a street, in this case, the street was called Washington Avenue, that goes between the house and the waterfront, when in actuality, it runs on paper as a street right through the harbor, right through the bay. Never existed, was never built, never will be built, never will exist, but they instructed the appraiser to appraise the house as non-waterfront in cap letters right on the appraisal. And you know what? They didn't get the appraisal. The owner of the property didn't make the sale, and the buyer didn't get financing because this one individual determined that a paper plat back in 1890 invalidated the definition in their mind that this was waterfront. So we check with attorneys. We made some calls, obviously trying to keep the deal together. That's our job in real estate. And we learned in very general terms, back in 1890, there were many, many plats that were laid out throughout the United States, including Washington, including Whatcom County. And what they were basically doing is helping plan and plat out towns and cities throughout America. This is 1890 now, so things are still expanding. It's kind of not quite the wild, wild west, but it's a long time ago. In order to plan these cities, they put the streets in, and they did the old chain and pin type surveying, so there were certain inaccuracies there. But a lot of streets in Whatcom County were never, ever completed because they were only done on a paper plat in designing the layout of the city. And as a result of that, it still shows historically that you might have a street, for example, in the water in front of Boulevard Park. It doesn't mean it's ever going to happen, but in some appraisal circles, they recognize it as if that were the case. This is the only time I've come across this. This is the only bank who will go unnamed that called this out, but it's absolutely something you should be aware of, and you may want to be careful what lender you choose.
What is the bank's possible interest in that? Don't you think they would want to actually have the loan if the market's valuing the house as a waterfront home? Why would they not want that loan?
In this case, I believe the bank, the underwriters, the loan manager, and the loan officer are obligated to trust in the opinion of the risk management person who made this call. So it's not the appraiser's fault, it's not the lender's fault, but this bank's person who oversees the oversight of appraisal rules, regs, restrictions, et cetera, she said, no, this is waterfront. And even when pressed, every appraiser we've talked to, everyone we've talked to in the legal field, et cetera, said, this is waterfront all day long. The comment was, I'm right, they're wrong. We'll be right back.
One of the most proactive things we can do to end child sexual abuse is the education of responsible adults. Imagine, for a moment, a community where all adults actively work together to change a cultural norm, from one where child sexual abuse is hidden by fear and denial, to one where every child is better protected throughout the community. Hi, this is Byron Mannering. I'm the Executive Director of Bridget Collins Family Support Center. Now is the time for our community to be steadfast in protecting our children so that all kids can grow up healthy and whole. You can be the change. We invite you to join the over 6,000 citizens who have already been trained in Whatcom County as stewards of children. You can register to attend a 2-hour Stewards of Children training by going to our website, bridgetcollins.org, and clicking on the For Parents page. There's a cost of $10 per person, but if that is a problem, we can work with you. Let us help you and your organization learn the basics of preventing child sexual abuse.
The Bellingham Public Works Department has some recommendations for avoiding dangerous collisions with deer. Deer don't roam alone, so if you see one, expect more. Watch out near water. Deer are often hit when they're headed to their favorite watering hole for a drink. Watch out before dawn and after dusk. That's when deer are most likely to appear, when they're hardest to see. Be sure your headlights are on and use them to signal other drivers if you spot deer. And of course, pay attention. Avoid letting a phone, food, or other distractions take your mind off your driving.
Get news updates, hear your favorite talk shows, and listen live all day without turning a dial. Go to KGMI.com and hit Listen Live.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors. First of all, Bank of Pacific. They do a terrific job, do an awesome job. Mike Gish, a loan officer over there, has helped countless numbers of clients for us. And they're about as local as you're going to get in a bank. And they've been around a long, long time. They know what they're doing. And in a 5-minute phone call, you can find out whether you qualify maybe to refinance. It may be time to do that. Or maybe you're finally going to add on, finish that basement, or move up to a bigger house. Great time to do it. The rates are still extraordinarily low. And also, Windermere Real Estate with offices conveniently located in Linden, Fairhaven, Bellingham, Birch Bay, and, of course, our brand-new office in Ferndale, where we expect some 4,000 homes to be built over the next 5 to 7 years. So here's some quick stats before the bottom of the hour break. I thought you'd find it interesting. This is right out of the last issue of Bellingham Alive magazine. This is really cool. This is comparing 2009 with 2016. And it's talking about different things in Whatcom County. I'm going to give you an example. The United States, for example, run down the list here. The median household income in Bellingham in 2009 was $52,006. Fast forward to 2017, the beginning of 2017, up substantially, $57,291. The number of employees for accommodation and food services and whatnot, this is interesting, despite the drop in the Canadian dollar. In 2009, there were 7,020 people in the accommodation and food service industries, people visiting Whatcom County, keeping these people employed. 7,020. 2017, 7,882. What about the population? Have you wondered what have we been growing? A little more traffic on I-5, the guide? Well, we have. 2009, the population was 199,865. And fast forward to 2017, 221,404 people. And you think we've grown, if you go down to Skagit County, they went from, to round it out, 116,000 to 125,000 in the same period. And as you get closer to Seattle, those numbers go up exponentially. And we're certainly feeling the effect of that. If you ever wonder our cruise terminal, how busy they are, these are passengers on the Alaska ferry system. It's actually dropped. Back in 2009, 23,344 people grabbed the ferry from Bellingham and went to Alaska. 2017, it dropped significantly, over 20%, to 16,464. Don't have an answer to that, don't have an explanation, but an interesting stat. Speaking of things that are interesting, every week we are joined by Jefferson Livingston, a Pillar to Post Home Inspections. He's always got some great tips for our listeners. Let's see what he has for us today.
Well, I'm here today with my 7-year-old son, Gabriel, who had a great idea of things to talk about for houses. We're always talking about what adults can do, but he wanted to talk about what things kids can do to take care of their house. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, first of all, don't slam your doors, because that makes your doors break. And that's very, very bad. You'll have to pay for new doors, and that is a lot of money. Second of all, don't leave out food and other stuff like that, because that destroys your carpets, and that also can attract termites and ants that destroy your house.
Those are some great tips to help you get your home to last you a lifetime.
Thanks for your time, and call Pillar to Post for your next home inspection.
KGMI News Update.
KGMI News Time 10:31. It's 66 degrees in Bellingham, heading for a high of 78 today. A judge has sent former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort to jail until his trial for bank fraud and conspiracy after allegations of witness tampering surfaced in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports from the White House.
Sources tell CBS News Manafort is banking on a presidential pardon to keep him out of jail for the rest of his life. And the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says pardons may be coming when that special counsel investigation wraps up. A pretty clear message for Manafort as he sits behind bars.
President Trump yesterday tweeted he thought the judge's decision to send Manafort to jail was unfair. The Washington State Attorney General's office Friday said Citibank will pay a total of $100 million to 42 states for manipulating a key interest rate before and during the recession from 2007 to 2009. The manipulations may have led investors to make investments that were riskier or impacted profits from or costs of different investments throughout the financial system. Much-needed rain is in the forecast for the southwest U.S. as there are nearly 50 large wildfires burning in 9 western states, the largest of which is the 416 fire near Durango, Colorado. Omar Villafranca is in Durango.
There is still a roadblock up behind me to keep people away from the flames, but the main concern today with the coming rain is flash flooding.
That's Omar Villafranca from CBS News. The Wildfire Training Academy closer to home in Rainier is getting hundreds of firefighters ready for the upcoming wildfire season in our state. KGMI's Al Sandy has details.
More than 400 firefighters will train in basic and advanced wildland firefighting skills June 21st through the 29th. It's a joint operation of the Department of Natural Resources with state, federal, local, and tribal firefighting agencies. This wildfire training session is one of three training academies that together will prepare more than 1,000 wildland firefighters across Washington. Al Sandy, KGMI News.
KGMI Sports.
On the diamond, Denard Spann's pinch-hit double in the eighth inning scored two runs, leading the Seattle Mariners to a 7-6 win over the Boston Red Sox last night. Rob Whalen pitched four scoreless innings of relief for Seattle. Ryan Cook at 1-0 earned the win with a scoreless eighth inning, and Edwin Diaz earned his major league-leading 26th save by working the ninth. Wade LeBlanc will make his ninth start of the season today. As that series continues against the Red Sox, you can hear it on our sister station, AM 1170 KPUG 97.9 FM, with a 4 p.m. free game, 5:15 first pitch. Bellingham Bells had a hometown hero in Ernie Yake last night. He hit a bases-loaded single through the left side that resulted in both runs of the Bells' 2-1 win over the Portland Pickles in front of his friends and family last night. Pitcher Taylor Davis, another Washington local, was able to close the door on that game by retiring three in a row after giving up a leadoff single. That series continues tonight for the Bells with a 6:05 pregame, 6:35 first pitch on our sister station, AM 930, 98.9 FM, K-Bay. On the field, Bellingham United FC is looking for their second victory of the season today, 3 p.m. at Yakima. They're 1-3-1 this year for the outdoors. And on the court in the WNBA, Natasha Howard scored a career-high 25 points, and Brianna Stewart had 23 points with 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals as the Seattle Storm beat the Connecticut Sun 103-92 Friday night. Seattle had 2 4-point possessions in the fourth quarter, the last for a 93-84 lead, and the Storm only had 1 field goal in the final 5 minutes but made enough free throws to hang on for the win. Both teams honored former coach Ann Donovan with a black stripe on their jerseys yesterday. Donovan was the 56-year-old Hall of Famer who passed away Wednesday. She led the Storm to a WNBA championship in 2004, becoming the first female coach to win a title in the WNBA. KGMI dependable forecast, sunny and 78 today with northwest breezes on the water of 10 to 15. Clear and 56 overnight tonight. Pretty much the same thing through Wednesday with temperatures cooling down into the high 60s later on next week. It's 66 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
Have you seen that shiny thing in the sky? It's Mother Nature's friendly reminder that summer is on its way. Oh, the sun, so beautiful. But are you prepared for what it brings? Pete isn't. You know, that guy with 3 fans pushing hot air all over the place. He's so grumpy, not getting a decent night's sleep. Please, somebody tell him there's a better solution. Call Barron Heating and install air conditioning in your home today. This summer, relax in the cool comfort of an air-conditioned home. Rest well, knowing your home is secure. Breathe easy and rise refreshed, having slept in an allergy-free home. Don't be like Pete. Call Barron Heating and add air conditioning to your home. Barron has affordable solutions starting at under $70 per month. Make your home more comfortable, healthy, and energy efficient. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Barron Heating and Air Conditioning, your Pacific Northwest home and building performance expert since 1972. Our mission, improving lives.
Stay connected with KGMI and get the latest breaking news and talk show topics instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KGMI Radio.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Hey, I want to make a suggestion to fathers for Father's Day to talk to your kids and talk to your kids about, are they preparing to buy a home? Are they renting now? Maybe they're just out of college. Maybe they're still in college, university, what have you. Have you ever had a discussion with them how important it is to realize the American dream and start putting equity in their bank account instead of someone else's? And I've long said on this show over the years, I wish that there was more in public education about the economics of home ownership and moving out on your own and making your way and soon having your own property. And one of the neatest things a father can do for their kids, I believe, and as a realtor, I've been blessed with the opportunity to do this on a number of occasions and for young people that we treat as family, and that is help them get into a property. And a father, mom and dad for that matter, can help the kids out in a number of ways. They can help with certain gift funds, check with your lenders, see what funds, what loans that applies, to help them get past the down payment or to help them with the closing costs. And of course, if you're a realtor and have kids, one of the benefits of our business is we can always take our commission and use that to help contribute, because you're investing in their financial stability for the rest of your life. And in some cases, you might be investing in keeping that spare bedroom or that basement as yours and them not moving back. That's not the case in ours, I can tell you that, but it is nice to be able to help your kids out. One of the neatest things a father can do is for his son or daughter is help them realize the benefit of the American dream, one of the most important things that can happen. So speaking of the American dream, we have a guest in the studio this morning, one of Windermere's newest realtors. We have Nick Meath is with us, and Nick is, man, he is out of the gates. I'll tell you what, he is sprinting to get it going in this business. I think he already knows more than I do in terms of title, and soon he's going to go out with an appraiser, is working with home inspectors. He's learning as much as he can. He's a student at his Arizona State University taking business and finance, and you decided to plunge into real estate. And tomorrow, you're doing the next item on the checklist of, here I am, a realtor.
That's right. I'll be at an open house from 1 to 3 on South Hill. It's a cute Bayview bungalow-style home, 1,000 square feet for $525, and it's the least expensive home in the area. So if you're looking to get in the market, it's perfect, especially for the South Hill part.
You catch that? Least expensive home in the market. It's how much?
$525,000.
But that's how things have changed. That same house years ago probably would have been $100,000 less, etc. But that's where the market is at. What time is it open tomorrow, Nick?
From 1 to 3.
From 1 to 3 p.m. So if you want to get a look at a really cute house, you want to tell us a little bit about the house? You've got the size, the footage. It looks like it's been redone, built in what, 19?
It was built in 1926. It's 1,000 square feet, two bedrooms, one bath, and it has a nice view of the Bellingham Bay.
So it's got a great, great view, and it's on that south side. You're going to get all-day sun. So if you want to see what a really cute remodel house looks like, and if you want to see what $500,000 looks like in Bellingham, if you're just curious, tomorrow between 1 and 3, Nick's going to show it to you. So real easy to find the address one more time.
334 South Forest Street.
So go by, say hi to Nick, check this house out, and Nick will also be today out helping us out at Simeon Shore. He's doing a great job. We're really proud of him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Real Estate.
Luxurious waterfront condominiums nestled in the top northwest corner of Washington State. Seascape Condominiums offers spectacular views of tranquil Drayton Harbor with spacious, warm, and inviting living just steps away from the charming small-town ambiance of Blaine and only a short drive to Bellingham, White Rock, or Vancouver. Seascape Condominiums are a one-of-a-kind waterfront development. Each Seascape condo is private, secure, soundproofed, energy-efficient, spacious, and welcoming. Each residence features a gas fireplace, solid oak floors, heated bathroom tile, granite countertops, 9-foot ceilings, and more. Plus, the most important feature, front-facing ocean views. Imagine waking each morning to the sweeping view of pristine Drayton Harbor and knowing you're just minutes away from the excitement of city life or the serene wonder of Northwest nature. Seascape Condominiums offer the best of both worlds.
Only a few units remain for sale, and these residences will go fast, so schedule a tour today. Learn more at seascapebay.com or call 360-734-2222.
Is a new Honda generator, Toro lawnmower, or Husqvarna riding tractor in your future? Before you go to the box stores, go to Hardware Sales in Bellingham. They service what they sell with premium, locally made Opti oils that double the manufacturer's engine warranty. 3 years to 6 years, 5 years to 10 years. This is what they call the Hardware Sales Advantage, and it's why you should buy your power equipment from Hardware Sales. Opti are the only oils that double engine warranties, and Opti is all they use at Hardware Sales in Bellingham.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Angler Automotive. At Angler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Angler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Angler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
Come on out to the ball game with KGMI and the Bellingham Bells. We'll have family four packs of tickets to give away to every home game this season.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank a couple more of our sponsors, Linden Sheet Metal. I'm telling you, you're going to wish you got your air conditioning installed last week by next week because it's going to be hot. But it's not too late. They're the folks to get a hold of to look after any of your heating needs, your plumbing needs, your sheet metal needs, but also your air conditioning needs. Talking about a York system, and you can have cool, comfortable, economical cooling and heating your home for a lot less than you think. And I can tell you as a realtor, every dime you invest in that, you're going to get back in value of that property. Also want to thank Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine. We just put together our ads for the next round, and they continue to get our clients' homes in front of more buyers, both in print and online, than any other venue I used in the last 20 years. Hey, a few more stats you're going to find interesting. This is all Bellingham now. The median home price, we always talk about prices here on the show and the changes. So 2009, the median home price, $286,000. Today, $386,000. So it went up an even 100 grand. So way over 25%. The Canadian exchange rate, even though that has really dropped, everything else keeps going up. But the Canadian exchange rate, it was actually 89 cents in 2009. And now I checked the other day, we were touching 76 cents. So a great opportunity. If you're thinking about taking a short vacation, you might want to turn those greenbacks into loonies and get a great, great deal going to Canada. The stock market. I think the stock market is keeping up with home performance. 2009, 8,076 with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was at 8,076, and now we are hovering close to 25,000. On the Dow. I'm sure Dick Donahue would have plenty to say about that. Unemployment rate, this is interesting, 8.7% in 2009, and we are now at some of the lowest unemployment rates we've ever seen, hovering around 4% or a little bit less. Western Washington University, it's grown as that school's reputation continues to flourish. 13,470 students back in 2009. Today, they have just shy of 15,000. So just some interesting stats, how Whatcom County and Bellingham particular is evolving, and lots of changes happening. So, Nick, I got to ask you. You're a business and finance major
at
Arizona State University, and you're going to obviously have keen interest in the real estate world. I need to ask you, what high school did you go to?
Phoenix Country Day School.
Okay, Phoenix Central Day School is a public school or a private school?
Private.
Private school. Did they spend much time in the curriculum teaching you the finance aspects of life, or and whether it be in a home or whatnot, the kind of things you're learning now at ASU? Did they cover that in high school?
Not at all. It was unfortunate, actually, because that would have been a great class to take, and I think it would be very helpful for many students nowadays.
Did they even warn you not to take out a credit card, knowing full well that as soon as you are of age, everyone gets all the credit card requests?
Unfortunately not. They didn't touch on any of those topics.
Nope. I just find that interesting. I would love to see the school system embrace more and do a better job of preparing people for financial independence. You've had great tutelage. You've had great examples. You're a super smart guy. So you're going to be just fine in that respect. But it'd be nice if they made it easier for those folks that might not have had the guidance or the ability to learn exactly what needs to do. But man, you're going to be awesome. So I got to ask you, we've been working together for about the last 3 to 4 weeks, and you kind of follow me around and doing different things. Honest answer, is it more fun sitting in class at ASU or running around doing real estate out in the field?
It is absolutely more fun doing real estate. I'm learning way more than I would ever in a classroom setting. But yeah, this is awesome.
Well, your commitment, your passion, and your interest in wanting to know everything possible tells me that you are going to be an extraordinary success, and you definitely have the work ethic. Tomorrow, your Father's Day, obviously you can check with Dad and all that stuff, but you're also going out to do an open house so someone else can maybe do their Father's
Day. That's right.
That's very, very, very cool. Anyways, come back from the break. We're going to talk a little bit more about the marketplace and some things you might consider doing for Father's Day here in Whatcom County.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. The report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
And my 89 Chevy just shuts off at the light.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Angler Automotive.
I crawled underneath and banged on my gas tank until it started.
The secret diagnostic trick.
It was a secret. Now I've shared it with everybody.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
The Aging Options Radio Show is now airing on Saturdays from noon till 1. Tune in each Saturday and join life planning coach Rajiv Nagayich to learn why traditional planning will prove to be a recipe for disaster for most retirees and what you can do to avoid the pitfalls of traditional planning. Tune in each Saturday from noon until 1 for the Aging Options Radio Show. Learn how to plan a happy and successful retirement every Saturday at noon on KGMI, News Talk 790 AM and 96.5 FM.
So Mike Davis said, I'm going to play a bumper song to remind you of your graduation and prom, what have you. I was afraid he was going to do Stairway to Heaven, and that's all you'd hear for 7 minutes. But yeah, what's the name of that song, Mike?
Boston, Than a Feeling.
More Than a Feeling. Yeah, we're aging ourselves today.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of which, you know, one of the coolest things about being a realtor and having been in the business a little while is being able to work with brand new agents. I enjoy that as much as anything. Because it just seems like yesterday I was brand new as well. And there's so much to learn so fast, which is why you really, really have to be committed to be in this business. And part of where I'm going with this, it's hard to turn on the television these days without seeing commercials, advertisements for we can find the best agent for you. And you think, gee, what a wonderful thing these people are doing. They're just going to locate an agent for me and do that out of the goodness of their heart. Where do they make their money? Well, if you see that there's an ad, and I'm not going to name names, but we'll call them Acme. So Acme Referral. Acme Referral is going to find you the best agent in your marketplace. Simply call this 1-800 number, and what they're going to tell you is the really good news is it's not going to cost you a dime. The trouble is, in many instances, these people they recommend are based on a criteria that has more to do with how much they're willing to pay to be on that list as opposed to their success in a given marketplace or the amount of hours they work, the amount of experience, the amount of passion, etc. Any realtor, any real estate agent can get his name to the top of a list or close to the top of a list of the best agents in any market in the United States by paying a fee to these aggregate companies. And what they do is they also will ask that agent who they refer to for a portion of their commission. They'll get a referral from the realtor. That's where the money comes. So they make it two ways. The realtor actually pays to be recommended with little to do with criteria. And the realtor also agrees typically to give them, say, 25% of their commission for every person they send their way. So it's extremely lucrative, and it can be extremely inaccurate. I, for fun, have checked out markets that I know very well just to see what names come up. And I can't tell you how many times names come up of people that have hardly or never sold a piece of property in that market. But their name's there because they're willing to write the check. So my point is, be very, very, very cautious. The best thing you can do in looking for a realtor is talk to one of your trusted sources, family, friends, maybe it's the boss at work or a colleague. Find out who they use that they were happy with, and find someone that's familiar with your community, and that's where you want to go. You don't have to go online and end up with someone who maybe has little interest in trying to be the best, but has great interest in trying to get more business thrown their way than possible. Just saying. And work with people like Nick Meath, because here's a guy who's passionate. I've got to say again, I've never seen someone work so hard out of the gate and be so committed to the business. So he'll be competing with those people that are on these online sites. But chances are those people he's competing with don't pan out to be as highly regarded as those commercials tout. That's all I'm going to say about that. Hey, Father's Day tomorrow, some great ideas. What we like to do, it's almost traditional. I think it's our third year. We're going to go out to Bellwood Acres. And they're out on the Guide Meridian. They did not ask me to say this, but it's so much fun because you've got all the farm things going on. And they have a little tractor pulling the kids' rides around. You've got stuff going on the inside. There's food. There's going to be music. There's also going to be a great car show. So we go to the car show. That's put on by the Gearheads Car Club. So you're going to have a car show, all the stuff going on inside and outside Bellwood Acres. I think that's an ideal spot to take the kids and grandkids tomorrow. And it's going to be toasty warm. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And another great outing, you could go up to, as motive to my madness, you could go up to Semiahmoo, walk the spit, get Dad out onto the beach, maybe build a sandcastle. Maybe go by Semiahmoo Shore. I had to get that in there. All kinds of opportunities. Hey, Mike Davis, I got to ask you, we were talking during the break. We were talking about dads helping kids buy a house, and you told us something during the break. Will you share this with our listeners?
Yeah, my first home I bought in Des Moines, Iowa, when I was young and stupid and poor. It was a $33,000 home, 600 square foot, built in 1945, and my dad helped with half the down payment, so he gave me, you know, a couple $1,000s, basically. And that was cool. So we bought the home, had the home and everything. But what made it memorable was he gave me a Les Kuba print, if you've ever heard of Les Kuba. He's a world-renowned wildlife artist from Minnesota. It was called The Old Hunting Shack. And he and my mom wrote a message of congratulations for your first home on the back of that print. And we have brought that print with us and put it on our mantle at every home we've owned since then. So kind of your story about dads helping out kids realize the American dream, and that got me started. You know, I bought that home, had to sell 2 years later to move out here, actually, and pretty much doubled my money because I was in a real rising real estate market in Des Moines, too, and that gave me enough down payment to buy a house up here in Birch Bay Village when I first met you.
Help you get your financial start and security yep. for you and your family. It's yep. very cool. It's over your mantle right now.
Yep. Can see that in our home. Yep.
You know what's really cool, too? When you've helped your kids buy a house, one of the coolest things, and I don't think they even know this, but I'm going to share this as a dad, is when they ask you to come over to help them do something on their house, that is really, really a feel-good moment to actually go help your kids. The only trouble is it's usually help us move into the house. Not quite as much fun. But if you're asked to go paint a wall or do some construction or whatnot, I can't think of a more pleasurable thing for dad to do than to help one of their kids do something at their place, because you know you're directly investing in their goodwill and their safekeeping of them and their family.
See, the thing is, when you own a big truck like you do, yeah, you're going to get asked to help
move.
Got,
well, I used to have this, I used to have this cargo van. I got rid of that van. And I told the kids, no more moving. The van's gone. So,
how did that work out for you?
Yeah, well, yeah, just more trips in a smaller
yeah,
vehicle.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, exactly. So, but anyways, everyone's got to hope they all have a great Father's Day tomorrow. And I'm really serious about having that talk with your son or daughter about what their plan is to own a home. It's usually the last thing on their mind, say, when they're out of school and whatnot. But in many cases, it should be one of the first things. People are really quick to get a student loan that they might pay for the next 10, 15, 20 years. And at the same time, they should be equally concerned about how am I going to fit this into my financial puzzle in order to own a home too. Because the equity built in that home can actually pay off that student loan a lot earlier you might think. And sometimes that's a much better alternative. So anyway, some things to think about. And sometimes we all get busy. We don't have time to have those conversations with kids, with our kids. You need to do that, be in the forefront. I'm lucky. I'm in real estate. So they're immersed in it all the time, kind of like Nick has been the last few weeks. That's all he hears and sees about. Nick, I got to ask you, real estate, every day is different. We talked about that when we started. Have you ever seen anything where the playing field changes dramatically, both daily and hourly?
Oh, yeah. Being in real estate, it's like being on a roller coaster.
More tilt-a-whirl. It's more tilt-a-whirl, yeah.
New things happening every day.
So you've been in it a little while. You've seen what it's like. It's not a 9-to-5. It's certainly not boring. Is it what you expected? And this is going to be it, right?
It is very much like I expected, the exciting aspects of it, because I didn't want to sit at a desk job from 9 to 5, like you said. But
yeah.
It is something else.
And real estate, that's a good way to put it. Real estate is something else. It's more fun. I've been doing this since 98. I feel like I haven't really, I mean, obviously I work, I put in hours also. I've never had so much fun, and it still feels fresh. And I think I'd be doing it regardless. And it's a wonderful opportunity. If you're thinking about going in real estate, speak with someone who's been a while like me, or speak with someone like Nick, who's just really gotten involved in it, and he can tell you what to expect. And any big surprises you weren't expecting that you can think of offhand?
No, I don't think so. It's all been fun.
Cool.
It's all been fun.
Happy Father's Day to all you dads that are listening. And hope to see you at Semiama Shore today between noon and 5. We're open every day from noon to 5, 7 days a week. And I'll watch for you at Bellwood Acres. We're going to be out there at the car show. Look for the little gold dune buggy. Thanks for listening. Join you next Saturday.
Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.